Whether we feel killing birds through wildfowling is an acceptable way of going about things or not, it is part of the heritage of the Dengie and of River Blackwater, says Maldon local historian Stephen Nunn. Fitch says in his 1894 book Maldon and the River Blackwater, "As good as the Blackwater is for fishing, it is even better for shooting, especially wildfowling." In the 19th century, stalking birds wasn't just a sport for some, it was a way of life that could put both much-needed food and money on the table. My own maternal ancestors were great admirers of the exploits of someone they affectionately referred to as the Old Colonel. That would have been Colonel Champion Russell, 1820 to 1887, of Stubbers, North Ockenden, a keen amateur naturalist, enthusiastic wildfowler, and friend to the local fishermen gunners. Colonel Russell left few records, but on one occasion, in the winter of 1860, we know that he led a small fleet of 32 punt gunners and made a record British bag of 704 wild geese killed and gathered in just one simultaneous discharge of punt guns. That was off Bradwell, and each of the villages along the neighbouring coastline had their own resident gunner. It was Walter Linnet at Bradwell, Sidney Tiffin at Tillingham, the Levitts at Tollesbury, and Musset and Cook over at Mersey. Their unofficial biographer was the countryman stroke author James Wentworth Day, 1899 to 1983, and he first published his groundbreaking book The Modern Fowler, back in 1934. To complement that work, he also later wrote The Modern Shooter, published by Herbert Jenkins in 1952. Wentworth Day talks about the exploits of another great sportsman gunner of his age, Dr. John Henry Salter, 1841 to 1932, of Tolshant Darcy. In fact, he inherited Dr. Salter's extensive shooting record, and now, all these years later, I have it in my own collection. Dr. Salter's shooting archive is an incredible, albeit quite shocking, social document of its time. Measuring 14 by 9 inches in landscape and some 3 inches thick, it has 526 pages, is leather-bound and has a title plate on the front. The first entry is dated February 7, 1865. And it relates to a shoot on the Tollesbury marshes. The record ends some 64 years later on September 2nd, 1929. Each line gives the date, place, who the guns were, i.e. whom he shot with, Lord this and Sir that, and celebrities of the age like the cricketer W.G. Grace. The species, individual and total bags, the names of the gun dogs, and detailed explanatory notes. As terrible as it seems today, during his lifetime, Dr. Salter shot a combined total of 62,504 head of 104 different varieties. Ironically enough, he was also the chairman of the Wild Bird Protection League. However, that might not be as strange as it first appears. You couldn't get a bigger name in ornithological conservation than that of Sir Peter Markham Scott, who died in 1989. Peter Scott, as he was more commonly known, founded the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust at Slimbridge, Gloucestershire, and the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Few realise, however, that despite those impressive credentials, he started life as a wildfowler and knew the Dengie and Blackwater well, painting it as well as shooting in its unique landscape setting. Wildfowling by punt and punt gun was not for the faint-hearted. Both Scott and Wentworth Day had seen war service, and saying goodbye to someone off on a weekend shoot has been compared with the kind of farewell that might have been appropriate for a bomber pilot taken off for Germany, a compound of respect, sympathy, and consciousness that we might not meet again.